This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, but we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Santo.
What's going on, everybody?
Happy Monday.
What is popping?
It's a moral victory Monday, Courtney. That's
yep.
What it is. A moral victory Monday.
You only get one of those a year, though. We learned that from last year.
Yeah, but...
That was Seattle.
Yes, but look, I mean, you had the opportunity to win that game last night.
You did.
The most anticipated regular season game of all time. And if not for the doink... Which is my new nickname for Curtis, by the way. Can we do a shirt, Ken? Can we do a doink shirt?
I would love that, Greg.
602.
If not for the doink, then perhaps you would have left there last night with a win.
But, yeah.
I know Wiggy told me earlier that he had an epiphany last night, and he pronounced it correctly. And so at some point this morning, we're going to get your epiphany. Is that correct? With regard to the quarterback of this football team?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I had that and then another potential lead. So I hadn't really made my decision yet.
All right. Where are you when you get your epiphanies? Are you in bed or are you grabbing leftovers out of the fridge? Or
could be anywhere.
Are you on the can? I mean, I
was on the couch last night at the Omni.
This was like I was having a slider at the Omni and I'm like, all right.
Just,
all right, the
just
sports
one
club.
Slider.
Just one slider.
By the way,
the
great,
wings were good.
Great time last night.
Great time.
So want to thank everybody who came out for the Tommy Trader party last night at the Sporting Club at the Omni.
Yeah.
I will apologize in advance. The cold, the germs that Wiggy brought in here have devastated me all weekend. So I told Ken last night. I had a rapid test yesterday, and the results were negative. So
I feel great.
I know you feel.
I mean,
yeah,
I feel
glad
tremendous.
That you brought that in for us.
Are you sick?
Yes,
too?
Yes.
You got the same thing.
Yeah, it's a stuffed nose.
What?
Sounds like maybe it might have been your weekends.
No, it started Friday.
No, you.
I was sick Monday, so.
I know you got everybody sick, and then we're getting it much worse than you did.
And Ken? You showed me the results. That's a rapid diabetes test. You got the wrong test.
Luckily, I've been vaccinated, Ken, so I don't mind that these two are sick.
Thank you, Wiggs.
What do you mean you don't mind?
Yeah, I mean, I've been vaccinated.
You still gave us a cold.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
We know you're fine.
Well, how do you know it was me? You guys were partying over the
weekend.
Because
we sat in here for 4 hours when you were
really
sick.
I had it on Thursday. You came in here on Monday.
Yep.
Sick as a dog, and by Thursday, the rest of us were all sick. It's on you.
Well, Courtney said she got sick over the weekend.
No, I said Friday.
Oh,
on my way.
Blame game.
All right. Well, anyway, welcome to your show. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up, we will get to today's leads. Around 6:20, and then it is a Patriots Monday, and we will be joined at 6:30 by Bill Belichick, who Chris Curtis is rumored to have had a 20-minute tete-a-tete with Tom Brady after that game last night.
Much respect to Bill for doing it behind closed doors and not having it be this made-for-TV moment that the owner of the team did. So, very well done.
Yeah.
Great night for Bill.
Well, we'll get to ask Bill what happened, and he'll say he'd prefer to keep those kinds of things personal between he and the player. But Bill will join us at 6:30 this morning, and we will get to the dumbest of the day at around 7:30. And then Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 on today's show, which you can listen. If you cannot listen to it on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can take us and this radio station wherever you go and listen to us from wherever you are. And should you want to, you can watch this show on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And here is Ken Laird and what is trending.
NFL Sunday, this Sunday before the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, Greg, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Jeep Adventure Day sales events.
I want an apology from everyone who said that game was going to be a blowout in the favor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I was
last
one
night.
Of those people.
When you said 34-10.
Yeah, I was one of those people. Did not see that one coming.
But as a fan, wouldn't you kind of have rathered the blowout?
No.
Because
no, I would not have.
That was a kick in the nuts.
It actually wasn't. I think the genius outdueled his mentee, Curtis.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, great. Yeah. They lost.
Also, while we're on it, Curtis, are you back in the group message this morning? Or have
I know. What a baby.
Oof. What a baby.
What a baby.
He left the group message. As soon as they went down, he left the group message last night.
I used to think Ken had Brady derangement syndrome. He has Curtis derangement syndrome. He is obsessed with me. Watching the game with him, he's like, oh, look at that. That means bad news. That spells doom. It's like, who
actually
are you?
I actually enjoyed watching the game with Ken last night.
Thank you, Wiggs. I enjoyed watching with you. Glad Curtis left in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Mac Jones, 31 of 40, 275 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Did take 12 hits and 4 sacks, but at one point, Greg, 19 straight completions, breaking Tom Brady's personal mark that he has for himself. Rookie 30-year record, I believe. And he led the go-ahead drive that put the Pats up 17-16 with 4:34 left. And, again, probably, you know, good enough to win there, except for the 56-yarder that goes doink.
In his fourth game as a rookie.
Jonnu Smith drive was pretty good. I'd give him that one.
Yeah.
The one with Jonnu Smith scored the
touchdown. You'll give him one?
All right, you give him one.
But a lot of Brady talk, of course. Here's Brady getting emotional a bit with Michelle Tafoya after the win, 19-17 the final.
Well, other people that got a piece of happiness tonight were these fans here who know you so well, and it may be the last time you ever play a game here at Foxborough. Have you thought about that, and what does that mean?
I'll be part of this community for a long time, so you know they'll see me around. I'll be here games, and when it's all said and done and I retire, you know I'll be around, and they'll get a chance to you know see more of me. But you know I really... Yeah, they cheered for me a little bit, but at the end, they were cheering for their team, and they wanted, you know, obviously the Patriots to come through, and it was a great game. Mac played a great game with tough weather for everybody, but, you know, we gutted it out. We needed it.
Fraudulent.
Yeah, 90% is a lie.
What is he talking about? He's going to be around here after he retires? What? Right. Were they? Do they miss the winter weather? Is that what's going on? They're going to come back here and live? Are you kidding me?
It's going to be like Dan Marino.
We need to hook a lie detector up to this guy at all times, Ken.
What's more fraudulent, that or Arians? Did you catch Arians postgame?
No.
Arians claiming the game was not for Brady.
It really wasn't for Tom. It was for us. We ain't losing two in a row. And we knew it was going to be a tough game, but you know, we're back in the victory column. And you know, the blessing is it was nice for Tom.
We're not losing two in a row. Like, let's not forget what your team was 3 years ago.
Tom's got everybody buying into that 90% of what I say is a lie, huh?
Yes, he does.
Are we going to get to the part of the show where the Patriots are now 0-3 at home?
Yes, we can get to that.
Okay, I mean, I know Tom's lying. I know he's totally full of crap.
Yes, we can get to that.
But I thought we were done talking about Brady.
Curtis, you ain't lying about that one.
On the road at 1-3.
Wiggy, did you want Bill to go for it on fourth as opposed to kicking the 56-yard field goal?
Nah, I didn't mind him kicking the field goal there. Yeah, I didn't mind it. I mean, I wish you would have been able to gain a few more yardage, but, you know, you go for it on fourth down. If he goes for it on fourth and they don't make it, now everybody's like, why the hell wouldn't you kick a field goal there? Yeah. Why wouldn't you kick a field goal there? So I don't mind that. 56-yard field goal is, like, makeable now. Everybody makes those in the NFL.
What did he say? He made a 58-yard one before the game?
Yeah, so I'm not tripping about that. I think it's more about, all right, where are we? Kid makes a great play. I think it was Levante David who made a great play on third down, jumping up and knocking down the ball. They try to go back to that little angle route with Jacoby Myers that they got early in the game. But makes a good play, and then you have a chance to win it.
It was almost an epic Sunday in Boston sports, Greg. I still call it a resiliency Sunday. The Red Sox back from 5-1 to clinch the wild card.
He winds, he kicks, he delivers. A curve, strike three, called, it's over. The Red Sox are going to postseason play for the first time since 2018. Raffy Devers with a huge game-winning home run in the ninth inning after Verdugo tied it with a big double, sends the Red Sox to the wild card game. The New York Yankees will be here on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
8:08 to be precise. That is a rivalry night in the making. Woo! Tomorrow night, Greg.
I like it.
Come on, you gotta love that.
I'm excited. I hope I get over this cold in time to attend that game. You know, I love baseball, Ken.
Eovaldi and Cole. Eovaldi's chance at redemption. He got knocked around by the Yankees the last time. Fifth winner take all game in Yankees Red Sox history coming up tomorrow night. You gotta love that. Good news is DJ LeMahieu was placed on the IL for New York. Bad news is JD Martinez rolled his ankle walking over second base to get to the outfield and had to be pulled from the game. So we'll see about that one.
How the hell does that happen?
Exactly. Monday Night Football tonight, Raiders and the Chargers will join that after Mutt at night at 7:30.
That'll be a pretty good game.
That should be. And that's what's trending with the leads and Bill Belichick coming up at...
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
6:30.
It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, we're up and at it, Craig. Don't worry about that.
On WEEI, this is the Craig Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Wow. That's a great song. That is Mirror in the Bathroom, and the band is the English Beat, I believe.
No. Overthinking it.
Oh. Turn it up. Let it breathe. Oh, it's the Police.
Uh-huh.
And what song is that?
That is Driven to Tears.
Oh, yeah. You love the Police.
Well, I do like the Police. So are the Police.
All right, leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Fall in love with driving a 2022 Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I know we get a lot of Patriots reaction this morning, but the Red Sox, Greg, are not a punchline anymore. They're your best hope this fall for some action. Brady game is over. Red Sox in the spotlight tomorrow night. They've got that chance, Wiggy, to grab the attention of the region and take it. My question to you is... is it all house money, or do they have to win tomorrow night? Because I'm conflicted on this. I think it depends a little bit how.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed some resilience this weekend. Greg, you were on them Friday. This could have been a disaster.
Yeah.
And they avoided that.
They did avoid that.
I think it's house money. I think it's house money.
You have to get to the actual playoffs. This is not an actual.
This is the playoffs?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's fraudulent.
It goes down as a playoff.
It's not a real playoff. It's
did
not a
playoff. Did you see the champagne? High and Bloom had the goggles on yesterday.
I get it. This team is built for October. That's great. But you got to get to a playoff series in order for it to be legit. This is a one game play in.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
You agree with you?
Yeah, this is not really like.
I'm excited about it. Yeah, I think it's great.
But I
you can feel it.
Yeah. Do you still feel like if they win that though, and then they're in it, you don't want that because you think they're going to get slaughtered?
I know they're going to get slaughtered.
So,
yes.
You don't want them to win.
No,
so,
I want now that they're in it. I want them to win.
Okay,
but they are going to get slaughtered.
So, Ken, you said it must. What did you say? Must win or house money? Right?
House money. This is now house money.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's house money because all year long you've been telling us. And when I say you are the organization and the players have been telling us and Alex Cora that you have a good team, you were in first place for the first half of the season. So I think the expectations are you should win this game and get into the real playoffs.
Okay. Ken, how do you feel about it? I think
it's house money. I think it's a great year. 92 wins, unless they get blown out. That's the only thing. They hang in there tomorrow night. This is a tremendous success.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. And last night at Sporting Club was awesome. Great job, as always, by your foundation. My issue with last night's game, and Wiggy and I, as a shocker, disagree, is the decision Bill Belichick made to go for the field goal instead of going for it on 4th and 3. If everything works out the way Bill Belichick hoped, and Nick Folk doesn't doink it, and it goes through the uprights, Tom Brady has 50 seconds, 2 timeouts, and all he needs is a field goal to win the game. That, to me, is not a good cost-benefit analysis. You go for it on 4th and 3, and you trust your young quarterback who's been excellent in the short-level passing game that he can get 3 yards, and then you try and bleed the clock out, and you yourself win that game. If Brady were there, and this isn't a shot at Mac, if he had a more of a veteran quarterback, there's no way in hell Belichick kicks that field goal.
I think he may have been spooked a little bit by that near pick that Mac threw the down before that, though. Don't you think?
Oh, the one to Levante David that hit him in the hands?
Yes, yes.
See, I have a different theory on that, though. I think that he looks at it and goes, I have more confidence in my defense, so a field goal is a better percentage chance than us getting it on 4th down because they held him to, I know you're giving Brady some time, but I think he feels more confident in his defense being able to keep Brady and not allowing him to get in field goal range than he is his offense picking up another first down.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Greg mentioned it a little bit at the top of the show, but there are reports that Brady and Belichick met for a decent amount of time in a private part of the visitor's locker room. Mm-hmm. I think this puts it to bed. There's no more, do they hate each other, so on and so forth. I think they have a business relationship. I think they have a lot of respect for each other. They had that quick hug at the end of the game. And there's a perfect photo of it that looks like there's real emotion there. It was a perfect timing of a photo, so go look at that on Twitter. But all in all, I think we are blowing this out of proportion. We have been beating this day in, day out. These guys have a lot of respect and love for each other, and I think that's it. They don't play together anymore, and they don't want to talk about each other anymore. They want to have their own success, and that's it.
Respect and love the way people who have worked together for 20 years
100%.
Have it, right?
Yes.
And nothing more and nothing less.
Yep.
And the fact that they were able, Bill requested it. I mean, we'll ask Bill about it coming up in 10 minutes. But apparently Bill requested it, that they meet, and they met for 20 minutes.
Yep.
And it was, I'm guessing, a kumbaya kind of a moment thing between the two of them. And it sounds pretty good to me. It sounds like they get along fancily.
Yeah, and I think Tom was the one who requested that they do not stop down the game and they continue playing if he breaks the record. That was Tom's request. So I think there's mutual respect.
And then he decided to call a timeout.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
So last night I had an epiphany watching this football game. Curtis was to my left. Ken was to the left of Curtis. And I said to myself, okay, defensively, they look good. Great game plan. I love everything Bill's doing. And then offensively, I said, you know what? Mac Jones, he's not going to lose you the football game. But he ain't going to win you the football game.
Ugh.
So,
are you kidding me?
But that's what it is, Greg.
Is that what you're going to be saying all morning?
Well, listen, you know what? You got to come to reality. You know what? My reality.
It's 4 games into his rookie season.
I got no issues with that. We're not talking about how many games into. Based off of right now, I don't know, maybe 5 games into year number 5, he might be able to win you games. But I'm talking based off of right now, he will not lose you the game. But he's not going to win it. It's more about this defense. You know, he's not going to take many chances.
God,
hey, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Say this all morning long. No, am I going to have to listen?
Reality of it.
He's not going to lose you the game, but he's not going to win you the game either.
If that's true, though.
But so the defense looked incredible. He looked great. That's what I don't get. Like, I was on board with you through the first three games, but last night I thought he looked great. I thought that there was so much more energy
on that
offense.
But what I'm saying is, see, you confuse with him not losing or winning games as you're giving him negative-ish. No. I thought he did a great job. That series to Jonnu Smith, he was 7-7. Curtis brought it up. He's extremely good and when it comes to throwing the short passes, moving the football down the field. But we got to be honest. This is who he is.
All right. We'll get more on this, I'm sure, from Wiggy throughout the morning when it comes to Mac Jones.
And I don't mind it. This is who he is.
This is who he is after four games. You've already made your determination.
Well, after four games?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We're way behind. We're going to get Bill on. Real quick on my lead. According to science, they have been able to determine the top 20 scariest films of all time.
Really?
And, yes, with Halloween right around the corner, this was somewhat interesting to me because I'm really disappointed with the way this worked out. What they did was...
Was it Sister Act?
No. They put... They put 200... They put heart monitors on 250 people.
Oh.
And then they they had them watch 40 different scary films. And the scariest film of all time...
I feel like I know what it is.
I haven't even seen it. What is it?
Oh, I was going to say The Exorcist.
No.
I was going to say It.
You're going to say It?
Or The Ring.
No, I was going to say any of the Halloween movies because Michael Myers scares the F out of me.
Right.
No, it was a film called Host that came out in 2020.
Oh,
yeah, it's about Dale.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that was.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Does Halloween even make the list?
It's like Halloween is down around number 17, I think.
Oh.
Nightmare on Elm Street is number 16. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is number 18. The list is fraudulent. That's all I wanted to point out this morning. The top three are Host, a film called Sinister, which I also have never seen.
That was pretty scary.
And another one called Insidious,
which came out
in 2010.
See, those two movies right there are very similar to The Exorcist, where they're these possession-type movies.
Yeah.
Which I feel like are more scary than a serial killer type movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, those are the leads. Bill Belichick will join us next on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It is a Patriots Monday here at WEEI, and we are anxiously awaiting Bill Belichick, who will join us soon, and then Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 tomorrow. It's Tie Tuesday, or Tie MFing Law Tuesday, so Tie Law tomorrow morning after a great football game. I mean, Curtis, I don't know what you were talking about earlier. Everybody, nearly everybody, was talking about how that was going to be a blowout.
Right.
And, Wiggy, I know you're not that impressed with Mac Jones, but you have to at least be very impressed with the defense last
night. Oh, yeah,
night.
The defense I thought the defense, Belichick came with a great game plan. You know, it seemed like he frustrated Tom, right? And, you know, some of the throws got away from Tom early. You don't know how much of that is the weather or how much of that is the coverage.
Speaking of the weather... Was Tom Brady post-game talking about how they're not used to weather like this? Does it not rain in Florida?
I think they get some showers here and there.
I've been to Florida. It rains every day. It could be a beautiful sunny day, and then long about 4 o'clock, it rained. What was he talking about post-game last night?
What a great game. They got a really good football team. They made us earn it. We didn't do much in the red area. Our guys really fought it out. You know, this isn't our typical weather. We flew up here. It was really great to get a win. Proud of our team.
That's not our typical weather.
That's just like not wanting to give Bill and the defense credit for coming up with a great game plan.
Right. Right.
So you blame it on it. Yeah. Pours in Tampa. I've played in plenty of games where it feels like the sky opened up and it's like, is it ever going to stop raining down here?
Plus, he played here in this weather for 19 years. Yeah. So he's very familiar with playing in this kind of weather. But all right. Time now for Bill Belichick, brought to you by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center, Every Day Amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com. Bill is also brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Bill Belichick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Bill, have you ever coached in a regular season game that felt like last night?
I don't know. Each game has its own unique characteristics. That one did, but there have been plenty of other ones like that, too. Going back to the Giants and so forth. So it's the NFL. It's pro football.
Take us into your decision when it came to kicking the field goal as opposed to going for it on fourth and three. What were you thinking there?
Just think we're going to make it. More than a couple inches. Nick's a really consistent kicker. He's been hitting the ball well. Hit that one well. Just missed by a couple inches.
Bill, a lot of people talking this morning about you and Tom being able to have a conversation in private after the game. Do you think that the media, the fans, everybody else is just blowing this relationship out of proportion?
I don't know what everybody else thinks. I know what my relationship is with Tom, and it's been a great one for over 20 years.
Well, I know you like to keep a lot of that stuff personal, but you guys had a chance to catch up for 20 minutes or so after that game?
Yeah, I'll keep all my conversations with Tom personal like I always have.
Bill, when you look at what you were able to do defensively, you were able to limit what Tampa Bay could do in the red zone. I think you did a really good job of frustrating Tom. What were some of the things going into this game from a defensive standpoint that you wanted to try to do, especially against an offense like Tampa Bay, to kind of slow them down and give them issues, not just in the field, but also in the red zone?
We try to mix it up on them. I think Steve did a great job of that. With the defensive play calling, players played hard, played well. They have a very good offense. They threw the ball well, they ran it well, and they were efficient. And, they're just a little bit better than we were last night. But, you just try to give their offense some different looks. But, Tom did a good job spreading the ball around. But we covered competitively, and we, held them to some field goals. We all know it's tough to throw the ball in the right area. You just have less space, and I thought our guys defended it pretty well.
What was the I don't know if you had a chance to look at it again afterwards, but what was the deal with that Lawrence Guy call last night?
Yeah, you have to talk to the officials about those calls. It doesn't matter what any of us think. They're the ones who saw it, and I'm sure there was an opportunity to talk to them after the game about it.
Bill, you guys had to burn your second timeout. It seemed like there was some type of confusion with Chase Winovich. What happened there?
We made a mistake there. It ended up not really being a factor, but it could have been. We need to do a better job.
Bill, when you look at the turnover battle, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. You've always preached it before. You got to be able to win that. Consistently, you've had some issues here with, J.J. Taylor had a fumble last night, an interception. Talking to the guys after the game, what are some of the things that you're letting these guys know? Hey, we have to clean these issues up if we want to win football games.
Yeah, well, one game we didn't turn the ball over, we won. I thought we had a chance for a turnover last night, and you know, we lost that one on a call, but yeah, we got to do a better job of taking the ball away, and we got to do a better job of taking care of the ball.
After the game, Antonio Brown said playing for the Patriots was the best experience of his life. He also talked about how he was honored to meet with you after the game. How much growth have you seen from him, both on and off the field?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since he left here.
Bill, when you look at
he worked hard when he was here. I mean, Antonio was a good football player, and he worked hard when he was here. I have a lot of respect for him.
Bill, when you look at this game, obviously you don't come away with the win, but I think the thing that I came away with is that the team fought till the very end. How good of a coach? How do you feel as a coach to know that you have a team that is willing to fight to the very end of a football game moving forward here, even though you've kind of put yourself behind the eight ball a little bit, starting 1-3?
Yeah, well, that's never really been a question for me. I mean, I obviously got to do a better job of coaching, and, you know, collectively as a team, we've got to find ways to, you know, win these close games that we haven't won.
I'm going to try a different direction here. Let me ask you about Alex Cora. Any advice you have for him as he prepares for an NFL-style one-game playoff tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think Alex is, I love Alex. He's had some great interactions with him, and I really respect the job that he does. I don't think he needs any help from me. He's doing fine.
All right. Go ahead, Wiggy.
No, I was just going to say, I thought last night, you know, when you look at the passing game, I thought Mac Jones and that offense did a good job as far as being able to move down the field and having an opportunity to get in the red zone coming away 2 out of 3 times in the red zone with touchdowns. What was your feeling from what you've seen offensively, especially in the pass game?
Well, I thought we threw the ball competitively last night. We missed some opportunities. That's football, but we got to, keep working to, just have a high level of execution in the passing game. It takes, all 11 guys working together there. And we had some production and some consistency, but, we still need to be able to, to take that to a higher level. And our goal is to score touchdowns every time we get into the red zone, and that's what we, that'll always be our goal. We'll just, got to work harder to achieve that.
Bill, Courtney brought up the media maybe having this relationship thing all wrong. Tom said after the game last night that we'll see him around here after retirement. Does that mean that have you offered him a job on the staff or anything like that? Is it possible that we'll see him as a part of this staff going forward?
Yeah, I'm really just focused on trying to get our team ready for the Texans now. And yeah, you'd have to ask Tom about that.
All right.
Bill, when you look at taking on the Texans, Mac took some hits again last night, bounced right up. He seemed to have full control of this offense. Do you have complete confidence in him for leading this team?
Mac's gotten better each week, and, he needs to continue to do the things he does in terms of preparation and, things that he's learned in the 7 games that he's played this year. And I'm sure if he keeps working hard that he'll continue to improve, and like all of us do. So, yeah, I'm confident that he'll do that.
Hey, Bill, how frustrating is it for you when you see reports like the Wickersham report come out and it says that people have issues with you when all your former and current players, myself included, we have nothing but praise on as far as you coaching us, teaching us, making us better players. Randy Moss talked about you glowingly, had his Hall of Fame speech about how you helped him, not just as a coach, but as a friend. Like, how frustrating is it when these reports come out, and like you said, it's the second, third, fourth, fifth sources when your former players and current players have nothing but great things to say about you?
Yeah, well, I don't think any of us are surprised by that type of media coverage. I mean, I don't think I've ever even talked to the guy, so I don't know. You'd have to ask him what his great sources are. I'm not sure.
All right, Bill. Well, on to the Texans. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Bill. There he is.
He pepped up at the end. That was enough talk.
He likes when it's over.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of like the dentist. You know how excited you are when the dentist appointment is over, Curtis? The Novocaine wears off.
You're
very excited at the end of the appointment.
I love that. When we get to the teeth brushing, I'm like, all right, we're through the tough stuff. And I like bubble gum when I go to that's the flavor I choose.
Ew, that's gross.
What?
That is a good flavor, though.
No.
Yeah, not for an adult.
No, when you're at the dentist getting cleaned, though.
I know, those are kids' flavors.
I like the bubble gum and the cinnamon.
That's like Ken going to Disney as an adult. You're supposed to choose the mint.
You guys don't still see your pediatrician?
So we have all moved on to that, but I'm sure your pediatrician would love the PJs you wore.
Kind of bad mood today, huh?
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, not many nuggets today, though.
No nuggets?
Just a couple, but...
What? Wiggy, you got the question of the week. I hated the way you asked it. Ken and I were pulling our limited hair out.
What was that?
The last question of the interview, but you got the answer that is going to go around the world today. I don't think I've ever talked to him. In the book, Seth Wickersham says that Bill Belichick and he had several conversations.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So, Operation Someone's Lying.
Yeah.
So, that was a good question.
Right. That's why I'm saying great job.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
It was, I mean, there were lots of other words around it.
Yeah, I know, you know.
He gave praise while asking.
Yes, I learned that from you, Greg.
there were several sentences contained within that one sentence, but yes.
Curtis is teaching me the proper way to ask questions. Like, so he teaches me on Zoom once a week.
Also, Antonio Brown said after that he handled it terribly when he left New England. He said that he was immature, he was so on and so forth. So he has had a lot of growth both on and off the field.
Well, Bill hasn't seen him. He told you that. He hasn't seen him since
he saw him last
here.
Night after the game. No, they met.
He hasn't seen him. He was not able to determine whether he had grown or not, apparently, according to
said they threw the ball competitively, but missed some opportunities.
Well, that's a good nugget, right?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the nuggets I took away. Curtis said he got another nugget, so he never talked to this Wickersham dude.
Yeah,
and in all sincerity, Wiggy said he learns from me, which is not true. But the real thing, last night, watching a football game with Wiggy is one of the coolest experiences. He's so good in-game, showing you things you don't know. Like, you should do those games, man. You're very good, Wiggs.
Yeah, I don't want to step all over Sosi, though.
Oh, that's true. If it was just you and Zoe, I think the booth would explode.
If it was me and Zoe, forget about it. No one would hear anything.
All right, well, it is a Patriots Monday. We will hear from Boomer Esiason coming up at 8. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. That was a great football game last night. I don't care what anybody says.
It was awesome.
To the bitter end, that was a great football game. And those of you who were talking about how Tom Brady and Gronk were going to come in here and blow everybody out. How about Gronk? What was it? Did I see that the x-rays when they were in L.A. were negative?
Yeah. Yes. And then they were completely different.
They said that to the media after the game, that they were negative.
Four broken ribs, a punctured lung.
Yeah.
Plus, there was another thing that I actually got from Curtis, kind of feeling how Belichick feels. And Curtis had said something earlier in the show, and I think talking to Bill, what we really getting from him is how he and Curtis might feel.
I have no idea what you just said. Does anybody else?
No.
He's on a run. Let him finish.
So I didn't know if we were going on a break, so that's why I was going to set it up.
Oh, you were kind of teasing.
Yeah.
Oh. That was a tease?
Yeah, I didn't know if we were going on a break.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a tease.
Well, I didn't see you.
Maybe you could alert me when you're going to tease something.
I didn't know. I kind of, you know, Ken's always looking at me funny, so I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I know he's boss man. He gets to hitting buttons and red lights go off in here. That means shut up.
All right.
So I didn't know if we were going on a break.
All right, so we'll unpack that when we come back.
All right.
Some kind of a Wiggy nugget.
Yeah, that was something that I and Curtis said it early in the show, and everybody kind of blew past it. But listening to Bill, him and Curtis are on the same page.
Wow.
He and Curtis are on the same page.
Ooh, yeah.
Baby. Wow. That is a nugget if I've ever heard one.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
All right. A Wiggy nugget with sweet and sour sauce.
Ugh.
Love coming it. Up, coming up next. A lot to love about driving a brand new Subaru.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.